a member of the Beasley Broadcast Group. This is 1330 WRCA, Waltham, Boston.
Tullis was the voice that millions came to love. This was the voice that sang sad songs that helped reduce the emotional pains and mental wounds of many, many listeners. His velvety voice, the graceful voice, the cultured voice, the soft voice. Talat Mahmood Saab can never die. He's still alive in our hearts. And today we have Shri Khalid Mahmood, who is in our studio. Good morning, Khalid Saab.
Good morning to you. I'm really happy to be here.
Yes.
And I'm so happy that you remembered to call me.
Well, we will not miss the opportunity that you are in Boston and we won't have you. I remember one of our early shows, Talat Mahmood Saab was here also. We didn't get him in studio, but at that time we recorded an interview with him.
Okay.
We have a very, very special love for him. And he was the only Ghazal master or Ghazal king at that time.
He was the Shahenshah.
All these Jagjit Singhs and Rajinder Mehtas and even Mehndi Hasan Saab says that he was their mentor because he was the only one who sang the Ghazals.
And in fact, he was the only one to introduce soft singing to Indian music. You know, before him it was very loud theatrical sort of music, theatrical sort of singing, which was in vogue. So he is the first Indian singer to introduce softness and sweetness in the voice. Many people have copied him, and a lot of people like even Mehdi Hasan and Jagjit Singh admit to having copied his soft style of singing.
Yes.
Ji.
I heard that, and this is such an honor to have you in our studio, and we want to thank our friends who introduced us to you because of the show, Ali Rizvi Sahab, who is always instrumental in bringing all these artists, and then being kind enough to lend us your support. So,
even for the artists like me, it's a big honor being in your studio. You know, you have such a big name here.
Thank you so
much. And I'm really happy to be here.
Well, thanks so much. And we'll start first with Talat Mahmood's songs themselves.
Yeah.
And then we'll go to Khalid Saab's song. And we'll even have one time where we'll have half and half. So we'll first hear Talat Saab and then we'll hear him. And honestly, it's very nostalgic when you hear that. I've done that. I've heard that. And it just feels like you are in those old days one voice is not different than the other. So anyway, without further ado, I wanted to start the first song of Talat Saab, and I asked Khalid ji ke kya gana gaye, to unhone kaha ki aap apni pasand ka gaye, to meri pasand ke to Talat Saab ke itne gaane hain jalte hain jiske liye teri aankhon ke diye
pyar par bas to nahi hai.
Are wah, pyar par bas to nahi. Sahil Ludhianvi saab ka ye khoobsurat geet wo keh rahe hain to मेरे ख्वाबों के झरोखों को सजाने वाली तेरे ख्वाबों में कहीं मेरा गुजर है कि नहीं
जी
पूछकर अपनी निगाहों से बता दे मुझको मेरी रातों के मुकद्दर में सहर है कि नहीं प्यार पर बस तो नहीं है मेरा लेकिन फिर भी तू बता दे कि तुझे प्यार करूं या ना करूं तो लीजिए ये आपकी खिदमत में ही गीत
शुक्रिया
प्यार पर बस तो नहीं है मेरा लेकिन फिर भी तू बता दे कि तुझे प्यार करूं या न करूं बस तो नहीं है मेरा लेकिन फिर भी तू बता दे कि तुझे प्यार करूं या न करूं प्यार पर बस तो नहीं है मेरा लेकिन फिर भी तू बता दे कि तुझे प्यार करूं या न करूं प्यार पर बस तो नहीं है hmm.
मेरे ख्वाबों के झरोखों को सजाने वाली मेरे ख्वाबों के झरोखों को सजाने वाली तेरे ख्वाबों में कहीं मेरा गुजर है कि नहीं पूछ कर अपनी निगाहों से बता दे मुझको पूछ कर अपनी निगाहों से बता दे मुझको मेरी रातों के मुकद्दर में शहर है कि नहीं मेरी रातों के मुकद्दर में शहर है कि नहीं प्यार पर बस तो नहीं है मेरा लेकिन फिर भी तू बता दे कि तुझे प्यार करूं या न करूं प्यार पर बस तो नहीं है कहीं ऐसा न हो पाऊं मेरे थर्रा जाए कहीं ऐसा न हो पाऊं मेरे थर्रा जाए और तेरी मरमरी बाहों का सहारा न मिले अश्क बहते रहे खामोश यह रातों में अश्क बहते रहे खामोश यह रातों में और तेरे रेशमी आंचल का किनारा न मिले और तेरे रेशमी आंचल का किनारा न मिले प्यार पर बस तो नहीं है मेरा लेकिन फिर भी तू बता दे कि तुझे प्यार करूं या न करूं प्यार पर बस तो नहीं है।
तो खालिद साहब ये तो एक खूबसूरत गीत हुआ। अब आप बताइए कि वहाँ की थोड़ी बॉम्बे की कुछ कहानी सुनाइए अपने क्लब की बातें सुनाइए क्या होता है वहाँ पे
जो बॉम्बे इज बॉम्बे
बांद्रा बांद्रा में जो तलत साहब का घर था आप वहीं पे ही रहते हैं
जी वहीं आई स्टे इन द सेम प्लेस इन फैक्ट एज यू नो बांद्रा ऑफ दैट टाइम वाज द हॉलीवुड ऑफ बॉम्बे
यस दिलीप
सो
कुमार
दिलीप कुमार राजेंद्र कुमार जॉनी वॉकर माय फादर you know Rajesh Khanna all live in the same area and I remember in those days that Dilip Saab and Ashad Saab and daddy used to go and play badminton in a club there called Bandra Gymkhana so I was a toddler and I used to accompany them and you know spent a lot of time with them like they were Dilip uncle and you know Ashad uncle and all to me
yes
a lot of good memories you know which are there
very very nice
जी.
और आजकल थोड़ा माहौल बदला हुआ है आजकल वहाँ करीना कपूर आती हैं और वहाँ पे शाहरुख खान आते हैं
जो नए जो आर्टिस्ट हैं ना वो सब भी मेंबर्स वहाँ पे लाइक आमिर खान शाहरुख खान करीना कपूर तो ऑल ऑफ देम आर देयर इन ऑटर्स क्लब इट्स अ वेरी एक्सक्लूसिव क्लब ऑफ बॉम्बे एंड मोस्ट ऑफ द मूवी स्टार्स कम देयर
और आजकल तलत महमूद साहब ने तो खैर जब किया तो उन दिनों बहुत कम लोग थे जो कॉलेज तक जाया करते थे और उन्होंने पूरा हाई स्कूल किया फिर म्यूजिक में उन्होंने बीए भी किया
जी एक्चुअली उनके जो फादर थे मेरे जो दादा थे
हाँ जी
वो बहुत कीन थे कि डैडी पढ़ाई पहले करें और उसके बाद गाना वाना करें तो उन्होंने इंसिस्ट किया कि तुम यू नो कॉलेज एजुकेशन करो और यू नो स्कूल करो कॉलेज एजुकेशन करो इस तरह से लेकिन कॉलेज कंप्लीट करने से पहले ही डैडी को ऑफर्स मिलने लगे म्यूजिक में हाँ। तो उनको रेडियो से ऑफर आने लगे एचएमवी ने उनको ऑफर किया यू नो
तो मैंने सुना 30 रुपया पर सॉन्ग का
उनको उस जमाने में टू 30 रुपीज यू नो फॉर द सॉन्ग सो इन दैट ही हैड टू गो टू कलकत्ता रिकॉर्ड द सॉन्ग लिव देयर स्टे देयर एंड देन कम बैक यू नो दैट वाज 30 रुपीज ऑफ दैट टाइम सो ही इज डन दैट
मैंने वो भी सब सुना हुआ है उनकी कहानियां कैसे उन्होंने वो किया और फिर दोबारा कॉलेज आए फिर कम्प्लीट किया And in between, tell us about the little episode we heard. Is that true ke ek dafa high school mein ya school mein unko gaane ke liye kaha tha, unko Sehgal saab ke gaane bahut pasand se,
yeah, he was a big fan of Sehgal saab, very very big fan, aur bahut Sehgal saab ki izzat karte the.
तो उन्होंने कुछ गाना गाया तो वो बीच में शायद वो भूल गए गाने
जी, भूल गए तो यू नो द स्टूडेंट्स, या स्टूडेंट्स बहुत उनको बू करने लगे ना, हूट वूट करने लगे, तो ही गॉट सो यू नो एम्बैरस्ड दैट ही रैन अवे फ्रॉम देयर फ्रॉम द स्टेज. तो उनका फर्स्ट एक्सपीरियंस था स्टेज पे,
तो वही वो डेल कार्नेगी जैसे कहते हैं दैट वाज द चेंजिंग मोमेंट, कि उसके बाद उन्होंने सोच लिया कि मुझे बड़ा आर्टिस्ट बनना है
जी. और उसके बाद फिर शुरू हो गया. तो उनको जो फर्स्ट जो ब्रेक मिला दैट वाज इन 1941, विच वॉज सब दिन एक समान नहीं था, बन जाऊंगा कैसे क्या मैं, इसका तो कुछ ध्यान नहीं था. अब सोचिए कि कितना प्रॉफिटिक गाना है कि बन जाऊंगा कैसे क्या मैं, इसका तो कुछ ध्यान नहीं था. एंड यू नो ही रोज टू बिकम द किंग ऑफ गजल्स यू नो फॉर डिकेड्स ऑल टुगेदर. सो दैट वॉज हिज बिगनिंग, दैट वॉज 1941. एनी वे दैट वॉज अ बिग हिट इन दोज डेज. बट इन 1944 HMV अप्रोच्ड हिम टू रिकॉर्ड तस्वीर तेरी दिल मेरा बहलाना सकेगी. एंड दिस यू नो इट वॉज लाइक वाइल्ड फायर ऑल ओवर इंडिया. दिस वॉज देयर इन एवरी शॉप एंड एवरी हाउस एंड इट जस्ट यू नो ब्रोक ऑल सॉर्ट ऑफ सेल्स रिकॉर्ड्स इन दोज डेज. एंड इट वॉज अ बिग बिग हिट ऑफ दैट टाइम. एंड देन आफ्टर दैट यू नो देयर वॉज नो लुकिंग बैक
फॉर
एज दिस इज हिस्ट्री जी. तो उसके बाद फिर ही वेंट टू कलकत्ता एंड देयर ही एक्टेड इन टू थ्री फिल्म्स ऑल्सो. यू नो देयर वर लुकिंग फॉर अ स्टार बिकॉज Sehgal was not well and all that, you know, and he was on his way out.
And he was a handsome.
Yeah, he was very young,
just
he was
like
handsome.
You,
yeah.
You know.
So in fact, wo jo problem wahan pe hui, it was that he could not get a heroine of his age, you know. Uh-huh. The studios, uh-huh, all the heroines are much older than him.
Yes.
So they couldn't get a match for him, you know. So
aajkal ke time mein theek rehta.
Yeah, because they're teeny boppers. Us zamane mein zara older ladies, you know, they were the stars of the time.
Yes.
So then jo studio bosses hain, then they suggested to daddy ki why don't you go to Bombay, you know, because Bombay is now coming up. So you can try your luck in Bombay industry. So daddy, acha us time Raj Kapoor wara sab Calcutta mein the, because Calcutta was the base of filmmaking in those days. Industry was in Calcutta. Raj Kapoor and all these people were coming to India. I mean, sorry, to Bombay. And daddy also came with them. Kishore Kumar was sab jitne bhi tha Calcutta mein the sab is taraf aa gaye. And then you know that daddy started to try his luck in Bombay films. That way.
To aapne ek badi achhi website taiyar ki hai jis pe kafi hits hote hain. Can you tell us a little bit more for the fans who want to know more about Talat Mehmood, more facts rather than you know.
See, this is a website I've started in 1998 after my father passed away. It is called www.talatmehmood.net. Talatmehmood.net. There are over 800 photos on this website. There are complete facts about him, you know, all what the papers have written about him and the details about his songs, you know, his details about his concerts, the tours that he has undertaken with all the dates and travel times. Everything is there, you know. It's very, very factual. Data is here. So this gets over 6 to 8 million hits every year, you know, from fans in America, in New Zealand and Canada and everywhere, from all over the world, you know, wherever there are Indians and Pakistanis, all of them who access this website, they write to me and say, you know, what aapka website pasand aaya, and we are so grateful to you know for putting all these things for us, you know. They say that people try to hide things, you know. They try to store things away. They don't try to put it to the public, you know. Uh-huh. But you've put everything for the public.
You just like brought a museum to the people.
Exactly.
To the
it's the Talat Mehmood Museum, you know. Uh-huh. And this is all daddy's personal things, you know, which were personally collected by him in our house. So all that is there for people to see. So because I tell people, you know, that daddy was for the people, you know. He was for the masses, you know. He sang for them. And whatever he has created is for them. So it is my duty to give back to them.
That's
and I've given it back to them through this website talatmehmood.net.
Very good. Aur Khalid sahab khud bahut acha gaate hain aur what a better thing would be than just saying that we hear him first and then we hear his dad. So let's Bob, can we roll that one where Khalid sahab is singing one of those memorable legendary song of Talat sahab. خالد صاحب اور یہ ہیں طلعت محمود صاحب. خیر مجھے تو پتہ نہیں چلا, مجھے تو کچھ ٹائم کے لیے لگا کہ میں انہی ٹائم میں کھو گیا ہوں جہاں طلعت صاحب گا رہے, لیکن یہ آپ سنیے, اتنے اچھے انسٹرومنٹ تو نہیں تھے اس وقت لیکن آواز ان کی اسی طرح ہی تھی.
شام غم کی قسم آج غمگی ہیں ہم, آ بھی جا بھی جا آج میرے سنم, شام غم کی قسم دل پریشان ہے رات ویران ہے, دیکھ جا کے طرح آج تنہا ہے ہم, شام غم کی قسم. جو پہلو میں تو ہی نہیں مار ڈالے نہ درد جدائی کہیں, رت ہنسی ہے تو کیا چاندنی ہے, تو کیا چاندنی ہم ہے اور جدائی ستم, شام غم کی قسم آج غمگی ہیں ہم, آ بھی جا بھی جا آج میرے سنم, شام غم کی قسم. اب رات بھی سو گئی زندگی غم کے صحرا میں کھو گئی, اب تو آ جا کے اب رات بھی سو گئی زندگی غم کے صحرا میں کھو گئی, ڈھونڈتی ہے نظر تو کہاں ہے مگر دیکھتے دیکھتے آیا آنکھوں میں دم, شام غم کی قسم آج غمگی ہیں ہم, آ بھی جا بھی جا آج میرے سنم, شام غم کی قسم.
یہ تھے خالد صاحب پہلے, پھر طلعت صاحب بعد میں, اس کے بعد پھر ہوں گے کچھ گیت طلعت صاحب کے بھی اور خالد صاحب کے بھی. اس سے پہلے یہ سندیش سن لیجئے. And we on Sound of India are in your service each Sunday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. for past 33 years. So we are so proud to be here. And these are special moments which we enjoy, and I'm sure you enjoy, when we have these dignitaries come from India, all over from there, or Pakistan, or and they come and tell us more the inside information about the heroes we worshipped, or we worship, or the heroes, or the singers, or the music directors who are in our hearts and in our minds. And before we go to the song where we already told you where his career started and where his film career ended was with film Jahanara, which was a very special movie for him and a very special movie for Shri Madan Mohan. But it was kind of a failure on the box office, but it was one of the best musical of our time. But before we go to that, I do have a few things to ask Khalid Saab, his personal experiences about how Talat Mahmood Saab started as an actor. And I know Shammi Kapoor one time mentioned to him that, why don't you just sing? Because he loved his singing, his Lala Majnu and many movies, yes, where he sang for Shammi Kapoor.
Yes.
He was so mesmerized by his singing that he advised him, why don't you do just the singing? So tell us more about it.
You know, actually, Daddy was one of the handsomest Indian singers,
yes,
in the Indian film industry.
Yes.
And because of that, a lot of producers wanted to cast him in the mold of Elvis Presley or Cliff Richard. So they wanted to sign him up for movies, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be surprised that in those days, can you imagine that in 52 or 53, when they were making a movie on him called Dile Nadan, so the producer A.R. Kardar launched an All India Beauty Contest to search for a heroine who would star opposite my father.
Wow.
You know? And the girl who won the contest was Peace Kamal, who acted in the film along with Shama.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, after this film, she got married to the Ruya family. So after this, she gave up acting completely. But this was the level of, things which were done for my father. He had the best production houses, the best stars, you know, the best heroines, the topmost heroines, you know, who starred with him. So he was the only singer, you know, in Bollywood, singing star, to have the largest number of hits, film hits to his credit.
Yeah.
You know, like Vaaris, Soni Ki Chidiya, Dile Nadan, and all these films.
Yes. his acting was kind of forgettable because a lot of people don't remember that. But his songs were naturally not forgettable.
Gee.
And he gave a lot of weightage to like Sahir Saab. He always wanted to have the theme of the movie or the whole story in front of him before he would write song. That
yes.
was his deal.
Yes, that is what all these
don't.
That is what all these poets say, like Majroo Sultanpuri or Shakil Badani, that when Talat Mahmood sings a song, we write specially for him because we know that he will not do injustice to our song, because he knows the language, he knows ghazals, like, mm-hmm. The best that anyone knows. And they knew that he would do full justice to the ghazals. So they would use words, which they would not use normally for other singers. And this was Daddy's thing, that he could portray it in his singing.
I know that was one reason why Talaji didn't sing a lot of songs, because he was very choosy,
yes.
I heard about the lyrics.
He has actually sung about 750 songs totally, but mm-hmm. all of them are hits. Lata Mangeshkar says this, that Talat Mahmood is the only singer amongst us who has the most number of hits mm-hmm. to his career than us,
Because he did not do the oot patang type of songs.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
he was very choosy about whatever he sang.
Very focused. He was focused like a laser beam, I heard.
He always said this, that first are lyrics and then is music, So the lyrics have to be most important. After that is the singing. So
very
his
civilized.
Choice of words was tremendous.
Very civilized, very classical touch he gave to those to the songs. And in Geets, he was a class in him by himself.
In fact, he's the only singer whose Geets and film songs are the same level of popularity. He's the only singer. No other singer has this sort of credit to them, that his Geets and films, they're as big hits as, And in fact, you'll be surprised that all his Geets have been tuned by topmost music directors like Anil Biswas, Khayyam, and this level of composers.
That is
so they
wonderful.
Did it for Daddy.
it's such a great thing to give a tribute to such a wonderful person, Talat Mahmood. And let's tell you about his last commercial film, Jahanara, which was like Guru Dutt, Kagaz Ke Phool for the failure, whereas one of the best films ever produced in India.
Yes.
So these things do happen in real life because sometimes it just doesn't go to the common people. And Jahanara was a similar example. I can watch it 100 times, this movie, and I still like it. But that's how it was.
The music is everlasting.
Yeah. Why don't we go to a song from Jahanara right now, Bob, and then we'll go with Khalid Saab after that.
नजर का सुरूर हूँ तुझे याद हो के न याद हो तेरे पास रह के भी दूर हूँ तुझे याद हो के न याद हो मैं तेरी नजर का सुरूर हूँ मुझे आँख से तो गिरा दिया कहो दिल से भी क्या भुला दिया मुझे आँख से तो गिरा दिया कहो दिल से भी क्या भुला दिया तेरी आशिकी का गुरूर हूँ तुझे याद हो कि न याद हो मैं तेरी नजर का सुरूर हूँ तेरी जुल्फ है मेरा हाथ है कि तू आज भी मेरे साथ है तेरी जुल्फ है मेरा हाथ है कि तू आज भी मेरे साथ है तेरे दिल में मैं भी जरूर हूँ तुझे याद हो कि न याद हो मैं तेरी नजर का सुरूर हूँ
मैं तेरी नजर का सुरूर हूँ तुझे याद हो कि न याद हो ये खूबसूरत गीत और उसके बाद और कई गीत जहानारा के फिर वही शाम वही गम वही तन्हाई है फिर तेरी याद चली आई है और एक और तेरी आंख के आंसू पी जाऊं ऐसी मेरी तकदीर कहां इतने खूबसूरत गीत और उसके बाद फिल्म जब फेल हुई तो तलत साहब took it personally it was very difficult to digest the failure of Jahanara what more could he have done after songs like these he saw Madan Mohan fail he was heartbroken moreover the music scene was getting too noisy for him so he quit quietly while he was on the top it's better to do that In an interview later on, he answered, and I quote, There was a radical change in film music. Romance went out, violence came in, melody gave in, Western pop comes up. So, I couldn't cope up with the changes in the trend of music. The change was sudden, very sudden, and I felt disoriented. And I don't blame Talat Saab for saying those words. And he went on to sing some of his private ghazals, which I think Khalid Saab can tell me about it. But that was the last commercial film, and we just had a wonderful 700 and some odd memories in our heart. Khalid Saab, tell us more about it.
Yeah, actually, Jahanara ke failure ke baad, you know, the film failure, he did move out of the film industry because, you know, the whole, like you said, the songs had changed completely. It was more pop and noisy. So his soft voice was not suited for all this noisy kind of singing. But he continued doing a lot of non-film recordings. Along with that, he also was doing a lot of live shows, you know. He was, in fact, I'll tell you, the first Indian singer to go abroad for concerts. Yeah. In 1956, he was the first Indian singer to go to East Africa for concerts. Mm-hmm. And then he went to England. He went, you know, he's performed in Albert Hall. He went to America. He's performed at the Madison Square Garden. You know, such huge things in West Indies. You know, it was the Naparima Bowl. And it was all packed everywhere, you know. So this was very exciting for him, this new kind of a thing, this which had opened up for him, you know, performing live for his fans. So he was more interested in that. He's done a lot of that, you know, in the later years. But he kept up his non-film recording, you know, which he, in fact, his last film recording was, non-film recording was 1987, which was Ghazal Ke Saaz Uthao. So he was doing this always, and apne shows karte rahe, no, because he wanted to be with his fans and in front of them, singing for them.
Khalid sahab, aapke saath baat karke, guftgu karke, aur Talat sahab ka sunke bahut acha laga. To ab hamare paas itna time hai, hum ek do phone call bhi le sakte hain. If anybody wants to ask any question from Khalid sahab, please call. We'll have time for maybe one or two questions. Number is 617-868-1330. That's 617-868-1330. If you have a question, ask. After that, we'll go to Khalid Saab's own song, which is his favorite song, sung in his voice. Let's hear the first one. Good morning. Good morning.
Hello, hi sir. I'm Mustafa speaking. And Khalid Saab se two cheeze malum karni thi. Ek to ye hai ki Khalid Saab ki kahi CD उनके जो गानों की तरफ महमूद साहब की कहीं मिल सकती है और अगर कोई इनकी ऐसी और प्रोग्राम जिनके यूएस में है कहां कहां हैं अभी और इसके बाद में उन्होंने उसके बाद में उसके बारे में अगर ऐसा कुछ वो बताएं बॉस्टन की ऑडियंस को
जी हां मेरी जो सीडीज हैं एक्चुअली आई हैव संग फॉर द सीबीएस कंपनी सीबीएस सोनी कंपनी तो उन्होंने मेरे 8-10 सीडीज निकाली हैं बट इफ यू गो टू माय वेबसाइट talatmahmood.net द सॉन्ग्स डाउनलोड पेज You will be able to download these songs for free. You know, so don't look for the CDs. Just download them for yourself. Or, dusre, about these shows, I'm doing about 12 concerts all across USA. And I've done them in New York, Atlanta, San Antonio, San Francisco, or Boston, you know, and all these places. So, totally about 12 shows which are being organized. Ek Sham, Talat Mahmood ke naam, in my father's memory and his honor. Ji.
Achha, ye kaun organize kar raha hai, Khalid sir?
This is the AMU, Aligarh alumni.
Aligarh University.
जी.
So, thank you very much for your call. अगर एक और call हम ले सकते हैं, तब तक, do we have a call? Or we'll go to the song sung by Khalid Saab in the meantime, and if we get a call, we'll interrupt it. Let's hear another one of his songs, and I think we do have a call. Let's leave the song on, we can talk. ये खूबसूरत गीत सुनील दत्त पर्दे पे गा रहे हैं आशा पारिक के लिए फिल्म छाया का ये गीत बहुत खूबसूरत आई है खालिद साहब की आवाज में
तकदीर ने मेरी ने मारा इतना न मुझसे प्यार बढ़ा कि मैं एक बादल आवारा कैसे किसी का सहारा बनूं कि मैं खुद देखकर बेचारा बादल आवारा कैसे
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, please go ahead. Your name, please.
It's Neera Mehta.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good. Yeah, you have a question with Khalid sahab?
जी
Go
मैं उनका वो सॉन्ग सुनना चाहती तस्वीर बनाता हूँ तस्वीर नहीं बनती और बहुत अच्छा लगा इतने दिनों बाद खालिद साहब के बारे में कुछ सुनकर
जी एक्चुअली मुझे भी बहुत खुशी है कि यू नो आई एम हियर ऑन दिस प्रोग्राम एंड आई एम टॉकिंग अबाउट माय फादर और आप सब जैसे लोग हैं यू नो उसको सुन रहे हैं
तस्वीर तरस गए थे उनकी आवाज और उनकी गजलें सुनने के लिए तो जी, पता नहीं बहुत जी, अच्छा लगा
इनफैक्ट अब सोचिए कि कल जो मेरा शो था बॉस्टन में इट वॉज कम्प्लीटली पैक्ड यू नो और मुझे दो तीन गाने रिपीट करना पड़े यू नो द ऑडियंस दे सेड नो नो लेट अस लिसन टू दिस अगेन तो बहुत ही अच्छा रिस्पांस मिला है और ये सब आप लोगों की दुआएं हैं यू नो योर लव फॉर माय फादर व्हिच हैज मेड दिस पॉसिबल यू नो
थैंक यू सो मच टू
जी जी
क्या आप थोड़ा सा गा सकते हैं
अभी तो गाना जरा मुश्किल है इसलिए मैंने अपनी सीडीज वगैरह यहाँ पे ले आए हैं तो ही इज प्लेइंग द सॉन्ग्स यू नो ये वैसे मैंने तस्वीर बनाता हूँ मैंने रिकॉर्ड किया है जिस तरह से जो गाने बने हैं अभी जो आपने सुने हैं तो दैट तस्वीर बनाता हूँ इज ऑल्सो ऑन सीडी तो अगर आप मेरे वेबसाइट पे जाइए तो आपको ये सारे गाने मिल जाएंगे यू कैन डाउनलोड माय सॉन्ग्स एंड लिसन टू देम एट योर लेजर
थैंक यू नीना जी वेरी मच एंड नाउ वी गो टू आवर लास्ट कॉलर प्लीज गुड मॉर्निंग Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. This is Ashraf. I was at the program.
Ashraf sahab, kaise hain huzoor Ali?
Ji sab theek thaak hai sahab. Thank you very much. Hari sahab, aap bada acha program karte hain yahan par jo is tarah se log aate hain Hindustan se aur Pakistan se aap bulate hain programs mein. Bahut acha lagta hai uske andar. Aap itni achi khidmat anjaam de rahe hain Boston area ke liye. And to have Khalid sahab, Khalid sahab's son, it was truly wonderful after so many decades. सो मेनी ईयर्स एक पूरा प्रोग्राम डेडिकेट किया आपने इनको और आपने प्रोग्राम में पहले भी कहा था कि आपने इनको खुद यहाँ पर रिकॉर्डिंग की थी तरह से आपके लिए वी आर रियली वेरी हैप्पी कि आप ऐसे प्रोग्राम्स करते हैं और ऐसे लोग बुलाते हैं आर्टिस्ट को हम सुन सकते हैं उनकी पुरानी यादें उनके बारे में उनकी ज्यादा जिंदगी के बारे में बॉम्बे में क्या हाल चाल था कैसे चले क्या उनकी तरक्कियां हुई एक सवाल था खालिद साहब के लिए वो ये कि कल शाम के प्रोग्राम में मैंने सुना इनको बड़ा अच्छा प्रोग्राम था इट वॉज हॉल जैम पैक्ड टू कैपेसिटी एंड ही हैड सम पीपल आल्सो विद हिम फ्रॉम आई थिंक शिकागो से आए थे हितेश मास्टर साहब ने कंपनी किया था अगर डुएट सॉन्ग्स हो तो उसमें इनके साथ में कोई और गाने वाली होती है क्योंकि हमने आई वॉन्ट टू हियर सम डुएट सॉन्ग्स ऑल्सो कहीं अगर हुए तो आई वॉन्ट टू सी दोज
यू मीन इन द प्रोग्राम डुएट्स इन द प्रोग्राम
नहीं कहीं और कहीं पर आप जैसे कहीं जाते हैं इंडिया पाकिस्तान में कहीं जाते हैं आप
और जी अगर, अगर पहले से सेट हो तो फिर गा सकते हैं ना बिकॉज यू नो बोथ द सिंगर्स उनकी जो वॉइस रेंज है दे हैव टू मैच यू नो बोथ द जो म्यूजिक वगैरह है वो सब अच्छी तरह से सेट होना चाहिए तो एक बार जब रिहर्सल ठीक से हो जाए देन डेफिनेटली आई कैन सिंग दिस काइंड ऑफ डुएट्स यू नो इन फैक्ट आई हैव परफॉर्म डुएट्स इन प्लेस लाइक हैदराबाद यू नो इन इंडिया और यू नो ऑल दिस काइंड ऑफ प्लेसेस डुएट्स भी होते हैं बट वो क्या है कि जरा उसको ठीक से करना पड़ता है क्योंकि इसमें दो लोग आ रहे हैं यू नो तो द थिंग हैज टू बी कोऑर्डिनेटेड प्रॉपर्ली
थैंक यू वेरी मच आई विल एंड माय कॉल बिकॉज आपका टाइम निकलना होगा लेकिन इट वाज ग्रेट वंडरफुल बहुत दिनों बाद इतनी सूर्य जवाब सुनिए थैंक यू
अच्छा साहब तो बहुत बहुत शुक्रिया आपका और सबका शुक्रिया जिन्होंने हमारा ये घंटा प्रोग्राम सुना जो हमने तलत महमूद जी के लिए एक ट्रिब्यूट की तरह से दिया और मैं एक दफा से फिर खालिद साहब का शुक्रिया अदा करूंगा कि उन्होंने इतवार की सुबह को अपना सोने की बजाय और कॉफी घर पे बैठ के पीने की बजाय आने को हमारे
आई वुड ऑल्सो लाइक टू थैंक यू सो मच यू नो फॉर कॉलिंग मी हियर यू नो यू हैव बीन विद माय फादर नियरली 15 इयर्स बैक एंड नाउ आई एम हियर यू नो विद यू सो इट इज ऑल्सो वेरी नॉस्टैल्जिक फॉर मी बीइंग विद यू एट दिस टाइम यू नो तो बहुत ही मेमोरीज हैं and aapke sath jo baatein hui hain it has revived a lot of memories for me too
thank you
so I'm
so
really
much.
happy I'm really so happy for the listeners also ki wo bhi hain sun rahe hain you know iska maza le rahe hain
ji so we are very very thankful to you one more time and wish you all the best for your remaining
thank
shows
you.
here now and in future and
thank
please
you.
stay in touch
thank
and
you.
we will love to look into your website that is
talatmahmood.net
so it's a very simple address talatmahmood.net and Mahmood is with an M-A-H so
M-O-O-D
yeah M-A-H-M-O-O-D so talatmahmood.net so do go to that you will just love the website and we love Khalid sahab and thanks again and thanks for coming
bahut bahut shukriya thank you
A member of the Beasley Broadcast Group. This is 1330 WRCA, Waltham, Boston.
Opinions expressed during the following paid program are those of the program producers and do not reflect the views of WRCA Radio, its staff, or management.